With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Post-Christmas rush is on. Here's Bob Agnew.
Millions of people are on the prowl for post-Christmas deals and getting in line for holiday returns. Holiday spending did top last year's overall haul, but also saw the emergence of some new trends. People are hitting thrift stores more than ever before, and many started shopping earlier than ever. That's thanks to Christmas creep and early deal hunting. And the move toward digital shopping grew even more this year, with AI playing a big role in people's online and mobile shopping. Bob Agnew reporting.
Well, the Kremlin has blasted Ukraine's capital with missiles and drones in an attack that killed at least one civilian. That barrage coming one day before the leaders of Ukraine and the United States are set to meet in Florida. Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky says the attack shows that Vladimir Putin does not want peace. The Trump administration is deploying some 350 National Guard troops to New Orleans ahead of the new year. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
It's the latest federal deployment in the city at the same time that an immigration crackdown led by Border Patrol is underway. A Pentagon spokesman said the Guard members will be tasked with supporting federal law enforcement partners, including the Departments of Justice and Homeland Security. Louisiana's Republican governor welcomed the deployment, but critics argued the move is unwarranted, and they point out that New Orleans has already seen a decrease in violent crime. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Still a lot of unknowns in that incident in a sheriff's office in Idaho Friday. Authorities say a gunman shot and wounded three people. He was then shot and killed by officers. The investigation into that shooting incident well underway. This is SRN News. New reports on how parents are raising their kids.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that 43% of moms and dads in this country take their children to church at least once a month. 56% of parents also say they talk about faith with their kids on a regular basis. About one in five couples tell Pew they're raising their youngsters in a, quote, very religious household, and another 34% say their home is, quote, somewhat religious. Michael Harrington reporting.
One of New York City Mayor-elect Zohran Mamdani's appointees has resigned over social media posts she made that featured anti-Semitic statements. Catherine Amante da Costa has expressed, quote, deep regret for the post, which date back to 2011. Anti-Defamation League first publicized the tweets from da Costa that included such phrases as money-hungry Jews. This is SRN News. Well, Thailand and Cambodia have signed, again, a new ceasefire agreement to end border fighting. BBC correspondent Jonathan Head.
This agreement follows several days of diplomacy, notably by Chinese officials. Unlike the last ceasefire in July, President Trump was conspicuously absent from this one, although the US State Department has also been involved. Thailand had been reluctant, claiming that the last ceasefire was not properly implemented. The Thais also resented what they saw as Cambodia's efforts to internationalize the conflict. In the end, they struck the deal at a bilateral meeting, led only by the two countries' defense ministers.
Police say two people have been killed, two injured in Israel in a car ramming and stabbing attack by a Palestinian man. Police say the man first crashed his vehicle into a group of people and then grabbed his knife and stabbed two others. More details, SRNNews.com.